ABC Radio Australia.
Like several other nations who have battled with the global pandemic, the Fijian government has enforced a mandatory restrictions to control the spread of COVID-19. But it means that Fijians have been living under a nationwide curfew every day since the 30th of March 2020, with the first curfew being implemented from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. But since June of last year, that changed from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. But the year-long curfew is one of the longest running in the world, and there seems to be no end in sight. Now, there are concerns that the government has become a bit too comfortable with the rules. The state, however, has defended its decision not to lift the restrictions, even as it faces growing public discontent. But with no community transmission for over 350 days, civil society groups and opposition politicians are calling for an end to the stay-at-home law, saying that it's violating people's human rights. Nalini Singh is the chair of the Fiji NGO Coalition on Human Rights and joins me now to talk about the curfew and its impact on, you know, rights of citizens. Bulavanaka Nalini.
Good morning, Mana.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning to chat about this. Now, look, Fiji has been able to control the spread of COVID-19 relatively well, and that's in comparison to other countries around the world. But with no community transmission for almost a year, Fijians have been living under a curfew for over a year now. Do you think that curfew is justified?
Whilst the Fiji has possibly seen a containment of this deadly virus in terms of, the medical benefits of these measures, the curfews and there have been others, the individual rights to privacy and restrictions of freedoms has created, an overall climate of fear and authoritarian rule. And what the NGO coalition is calling for is actually questioning how necessary is this particular measure now, especially with community transmission not being present for a significant while, as you've said, and now that the vaccine is also available. We're saying that the curfew measures must end as they are an unnecessary burden to the public and severely impedes on our right to freedom of movement and association. And there's a plethora of, other interlinked reasons why we think that this particular measure needs to go, because, we've seen the additional burden that has been put on our formal justice sector. The judiciary is being flooded with perhaps unnecessary workload because of the high number of criminal cases ending up in courts. It's taking precious time and the scarce resources that we have from deciding on perhaps more important cases, such as those involving children and families. At this very moment, are seeing Fijians who are experiencing extreme economic implications in a time where the economy is really grappling to cope. We're wondering how necessary is this measure? And not to forget that, we question this, the length of the period in which we have been under curfew, to actually see, for perhaps the reasons why it's been imposed, to have an evaluation of that, and then to decide on whether it's really necessary. But for the coalition, we are saying it's about time that it needs to go.
And, in terms of what people on the ground are telling you, what are everyday Fijians telling you about how they feel about the curfew? Are they saying to you that, they think that it's time for it to be lifted? What's happening on the ground in terms of people's perceptions on how the curfew is going?
I think, for us in the coalition, what we are seeing is that, there is a general call to see an end to the curfew immediately, as, it is unnecessary and it's wasting a lot of resources which could be reallocated to more meaningful and much needed activities, on one hand, we're seeing, you know, why are the limited resources that we have, for example, say with the police, a formal justice sector, etc. You know, why, you know, they are overstretched as it is. Why is this now in place? What we have seen, as you know, March 19 marked the anniversary of you know, COVID arrests, or you know, the period of COVID, we've seen over 4,100 people being arrested for violating curfew restrictions, and that's a really high number, and you know, and that's significant, and this measure does need to be, you know, immediately reviewed.
You're listening to Nalini Singh, the chair of Fiji's NGO Coalition on Human Rights. Look, another impact of these COVID-19 curfews, which has been presented by a lot of NGOs, is the impact it's had on women, especially women in vulnerable positions, you know, potentially being stuck in abusive relationships and having to stay because of curfew. What have women been telling you about their experiences during this curfew and this year, you know, in general?
Yes, absolutely. Very recently, Shamima Ali from the Fiji Women's Crisis Center, she has said that, you know, COVID-19 restrictions and curfew must be lifted, you know, on the grounds that, you know, women who are really vulnerable to violence, they are potentially stuck in with perpetrators. And this is what we saw immediately several months within when COVID-19 came to the shores of Fiji. And we realized that, you know, there's violence occurs at, you know, any given moment. And for a woman to be trapped in with a potential perpetrator, it is, you know, really unacceptable that we have measures in place that would then restrict her mobility from seeking immediate assistance. What we have heard from some women is that, you know, the police are unable to come in to help the women, or you know, perhaps you know, if there was an opportunity for the woman to seek help immediately, then knowing that you know, there are restrictions to movement, you know, then she, you know, is unable to access that. So it is very detrimental for those women who are in such situations. So as the Crisis Center, which is also a member of the NGO Coalition on Human Rights, you know, we fully support what the Crisis Center has said in this regard. And, you know, it is detrimental, not just on in terms of curtailing of potentially, you know, other criminal activities, but in the case where we know that Fiji is, you know, suffering from an extremely high rate of, you know, violence against women and children, this measure does not help us alleviate that situation.
Now, Fiji's Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commissioner Ashman Raj has said that restrictions on rights and freedoms on the grounds of public health must be based on scientific evidence and must neither be arbitrary nor discriminatory. How can the Fiji government then ensure that they're able to get the right balance between managing COVID-19 and not infringing on human rights as well?
Well, look, you know, we have not had community transmission in Fiji for a really long time. We are, as we say, COVID-19 contained. Yes, there are cases related to border quarantine areas, but, you know, to have restrictions placed on the entire nation to ensure that there is control of movement, you know, for those that are perhaps in quarantine facilities, you know, that is excessive. We must remember that Fiji, as a democratic, you know, society country, you know, we should be moving towards lifting all these restrictions, given that the science is saying that, you know, we don't have community transmission, we have vaccines in country now, and so there has to be a move to move us out of this restriction, and you know, see us get back to normalcy, put in the effort where it is needed the most, and that is to ensure that our economy you know, starts moving along in a positive direction.
Nalini, thank you so much for joining me this morning and chatting about the curfew in Fiji. And I'm sure it'll be an issue that we'll continue to touch base on and continue to look at how it is playing out. But I do thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mala.
That was Nalini Singh, chair of Fiji's NGO Coalition on Human Rights, speaking to me there. And Pacific Beat has also made several attempts to speak to Ashman Raj, director of the National Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Organization, to join us on the program to comment on the issue, but he has not responded as of yet.